Audio Generation, GR514.
I am Chloe. Today we are going to talk about two very big words that you'll hear adults talk about all the time, credit and debt. These two words can be your best friends if you use them correctly, or they can cause a lot of stress if you aren't careful. Understanding how they work today will help you stay financially healthy for your entire life. It's like learning the rules of the road before you start to drive. It keeps you safe.
I am Liam. I'm going to explain the concept of credit. Credit is essentially a trust agreement. It is the ability to borrow money or access things you need right now with the promise that you will pay for them later. It is based on your reputation for being responsible. When a bank gives someone credit, they are saying, "We trust you to pay us back." It's a powerful tool, but it comes with big responsibilities.
And I am Noah. I'll be talking about the other side of the coin, debt. Debt is the money you owe because you used credit. If you borrow $5 from a friend to buy a snack, you are in debt to that friend until you pay them back. In the adult world, debt can grow if you aren't careful. We're going to look at how debt can impact your life and your happiness. It's all about staying balanced.
I am Maya. We'll look at how your decisions about borrowing can help you reach big goals or hold you back. Financial decisions involve choices based on your circumstances, and sometimes borrowing is the only way to get something important. But there's always a trade-off. Let's start by looking at how credit works in the real world, with something everyone has seen: the credit card.
Imagine an adult using a credit card at the store. It looks like they are paying, but they aren't using their own money yet. The bank is paying for them. Every credit card has a credit limit. This is the maximum amount the bank trusts that person to borrow. If the limit is $500, they can't spend $501. The pro of credit is that it lets you handle emergencies, like if your car breaks down and you need to fix it to get to work, even if you don't have the cash that second. It also helps people buy assets, which are things that have long-term value, like a computer for school or a house for a family. But remember, credit is not a gift. It is a promise that must be kept.
When you use credit and don't pay it back immediately, it becomes debt. Debt is money you are required to pay back to an official lender, like a bank, or an unofficial one, like a friend. A very common type of debt is an unpaid balance on a credit card. This happens when someone buys something on credit, but doesn't pay the full amount when the bill arrives at the end of the month. Here is the big con of debt. It usually costs you extra money. Lenders charge something called interest. Interest is a fee for the service of borrowing money. If you borrow $10 and the interest is $1, you eventually have to pay back $11. This means the thing you bought actually cost more than the price on the tag. If debt gets too high, it can make your financial well-being suffer, because so much of your money goes to paying interest instead of your actual needs, like food or fun activities.
Now, it is important to know that not all debt is bad. Financial decisions depend on your situation. For example, most families borrow money from a bank to buy a house. This is called a mortgage. Since a house is a place to live and its value might go up over time, this is often considered healthy debt, as long as the family has a plan to pay it back. Other people might use a payment plan to buy an important need, like a refrigerator, and pay a little bit every month. The key is to never borrow more than you can afford to pay back. High debt can cause a lot of stress and worry, while healthy credit, where you borrow a little and pay it back on time, helps you build a credit score that lets you achieve big goals in the future, like buying a car or starting a business.
A major tip for the future is to always read the fine print. Before you borrow money, you should know exactly how much interest you will be charged and what the repayment plan looks like. It is also a good habit to start small. If you borrow a book from a friend, return it in good condition and on time. That builds your personal credit and shows you are responsible. By making smart choices today, you are protecting your future self. You want the future you'd have as much freedom as possible, and that means keeping your debt low and your credit healthy. Take a look at the credit and debt scenarios in your lesson. Can you tell which ones are helpful tools and which ones might be risky traps? Think critically, and you'll be a credit pro in no time.
We've covered some heavy topics today, but knowing the truth about credit and debt gives you power. You don't have to be afraid of borrowing money if you have a plan and understand the cost. It's all about being an informed consumer who thinks before they act. You're doing a great job learning these complex ideas. In our final video, we're going to put everything together and look at how our shopping choices affect our whole community. See there.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.